A bill to ban smoking in all New York City restaurants and bars gets its first public hearing today. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, an ex-smoker, says his proposed ban would safeguard the health of thousands of restaurant employees. But many smokers are fuming, saying an all-out ban would ruin New York City nightlife. From member station WNYC, Amy Eddings reports.
From the very outset, when Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced his bill in City Hall Park 8 weeks ago, it generated complaints from smokers, even during Health Commissioner Thomas Friedan's speech about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Secondhand smoke causes more cancer deaths than asbestos, benzene, vinyl chloride, hazardous waste sites, industrial chemicals, contaminated sludge, consumer products, and mining waste all combined.
Despite the heckling, Friedan went on to tell the crowd that smoky bars had air pollution 50 times greater than the Holland Tunnel at rush hour. The tunnel links Manhattan to New Jersey. And the debate has basically been like that ever since, with city officials solemnly intoning health risks while smokers vehemently argue that the government should butt out. Audrey Silk was one of the hecklers.
Nobody made them slaves. I haven't seen a waiter shackled to a table and told you must inhale that smoke.
Smoking in New York City restaurants is already limited. A 1995 law allows patrons to smoke only around the bar. At Gallagher's Steakhouse on Manhattan's West Side, the bar is one of the few public places where veteran newspaper columnist Sidney Zion can still savor a cigar. He joined others for a smoke-in.
When fascism comes to America, it will come with a white coat and a stethoscope. We're a free country, I hope. And this city cannot turn into L.A. East.
General Manager Brian Reedy believes he'll lose money if smokers aren't allowed to linger. Reedy says he'll also lose a certain buzz.
Did you ever go to a bar where there's no smoking? Yeah, boring. It's like, you know what, all those people in there, like, losers. You look in there going like, where's the fun?
On the east side, at a supper club called Jimmy's Downtown, supporters of the ban hosted a smoke-free party, complete with a new drink, the No-No Nicotini, to prove the folks at Gallagher's wrong.
If you look around here, this is not boring.
Dan Klotz is a spokesperson for the American Cancer Society.
Everybody likes this because no one likes coming home smelling a cigarette smoke.
Advocates for smoke-free environments have heard the restaurant and tobacco industries warn of economic collapse before, when the city council passed the 1995 restrictions. Hotel and restaurant receipts went up in the 2 years that followed. The same thing happened in California after its 1998 smoking ban. Jimmy's bartender Thomas Campbell does not expect his tips to be affected if New York City's ban is approved.
As a smoker, every place is smoke-free, then nobody's going to stop going out. I know I'm not going to stop going out just because I can't smoke. Just as much as, you know, cigarettes cost $7 a piece, I will pay.
Outside the smoke-free Jimmy's, smokers Wanda Ferrer and Priscilla Green hover near the entrance.
I'm standing outside, I'm having a cigarette, and I love the fact that we can't smoke inside because I'm trying to quit. So this is actually very, very healthy for us, right? Is it not healthy?
For one night, it's fantastic.
For one night, it's fantastic, yes.
If the smoking ban passes, it will not put an end to the debate. Advocates expect an adjustment period where restaurants and bars will be monitored, even sued, to be sure they comply. And smokers will have to change their habits, which, as many will tell you, can be very hard to do. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.